Hi there, this is Wes Moss with an update around the coronavirus market sell-off, which was Monday, February 24th. And when you see, I just want to keep you informed. So just some commentary around what our investment team at Capital Investment Advisors is thinking and what we are, you know, kind of our position on what's happening around the world. And when you see news anchors, they're broadcasting wearing flu face masks and the Dow Jones is down around 1,000 points in a day, it's unsettling. And we certainly understand that. The coronavirus that started in China, it's made its way now across Europe. There are cases, obviously, in the United States as of the week of February 24th. And markets have started to react in a significant way to the downside because of that. So we'll do kind of, I want to go over bad news and then the good news and then kind of bottom line. And that's what this update is. So the bad news is, of course, there's a very real human toll with COVID-19, which is really what this is called now. Death toll now north of 2,500 people, cases of north of 80,000. And stock markets are reacting to the economic toll that's hitting China, which will have implications for global growth, economic growth. The data suggests right now that just has come out, and part of the reason for the sell-off, there's quarantines of or semi-quarantines of over 750 million people in China, and economic activity, of course, has slowed because of that. Coal consumption for power plants and for manufacturing is down over 40% this time versus last year. And it's been reported that less than 35% of the people who should have returned to work from the lunar holiday in China have not done so because of all the travel restrictions. So we're of the viewpoint that this is likely going to be temporary, meaning that this is weeks and months, not, of course, several months and years, but we're naturally unsure about the timing and the final magnitude when all is said and done. So the hardest part about this is the unknown timeline here. Here's the good news, though, is that we have an army, and I'm talking about the United States, really around the world, we have an army of the very best minds working on a solution. Here in Atlanta, leading scientists at CDC have already been working on this for the past month as part of a whole global team to get the coronavirus or COVID-19 under control. Some of the best biotech firms in the world, GlaxoSmithKline, Johnson & Johnson, have been devoting substantial resources to find a solution. And we even heard from Warren Buffett this week, who is good friends with Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation, which is a global health organization. They're working on this. So historically, when you have an all hands on deck situation that arises, we get a solution. And there's a solution that is found. So this may take some time, and the human toll could certainly rise, which nobody wants to see happen. But epidemics of this nature, they're nothing new. And over the course of history, markets and economies have typically been very resilient despite significant volatility like we're seeing this week. That's the case over the last 20 years. We've seen multiple health epidemics play out. The avian flu in 1997, the West Nile virus in 99, SARS in 02, the swine flu, which was H1N1 in 2009, MERS in the Middle East in 2012, the avian flu of 2013, and then we had another Ebola outbreak, the West Africa Ebola virus in 2014. In each instance, despite drawdowns, in some cases 10 to 15%, the markets in the United States were higher just 6 months later. So it's really difficult to try to time this in and out when the timeline historically is actually very compressed on these issues. Bottom line, we do not know exactly when COVID-19 is going to peak or when the toll on the markets and economies will stop. But we do know that these outbreaks eventually subside and we find a solution. When the news starts to improve around this situation, even a little bit, and by the way, we have utter confidence that it will eventually improve. Any improving economic picture will lead to a coinciding market recovery as well. In the meantime, know that the kind of companies that we own at CIA for our clients are meant to withstand this type of event over the long haul. Additionally, safe assets like U.S. government bonds and quality corporate bonds are owned to be a ballast during days and weeks just like this. a combination of those high quality stocks and the and bonds that I just mentioned, that provides also steady income. And that income throughout the volatility gives us the confidence to get through rough days. And the rough days in the weeks that, that were kind of days that we're seeing this week. So over time, just remember markets are very resilient. And remember that as investors, we must be resilient too. And that's it. And we'll continue to do so. We wanted to give you that update. I think it's important. Anytime the market's down this much, you want to hear from us, and we want to be able to make sure we're communicating to you so that you know that we absolutely have a watchful eye and we're talking about it here as a firm. And what does that mean for our investment portfolios? So with that, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to the update. Of course, we're here to help if you need it or if you have any questions whatsoever. Thank you so much.